Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello and welcome to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. We're so glad to be with you. Have a lot of fun every single week being able to help you have the best looking house on the block. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host, capable co-host, Alan Lyle.
You know, I need to get you a book with more adjectives in it that, you know, you're stuck on the capable, which I appreciate.
Well, some days it's cantankerous.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I can go back to that. It sounds
so I need
like
to give
need
you
to.
Alliterative adjectives is what you're telling
I
me.
I see. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Very I think good. We're okay.
A lot of information we're going to share today, including the best time for outdoor painting projects. You know, it's summertime. People say, let's get out. Let's paint the house. Is it the best time? Well, maybe not. Danny and I are going to share our opinion on that in just a few moments. Plus, what to do for some mysterious indoor odors. I'm just going to leave it at that. Right there. Okay.
And with that, we want to encourage you to give us a call anytime on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 1-800-946-4420, and also emails anytime you wish, todayshomeowner.com/ask.
We're going to the hotline right now. Rocky is hanging on. He's in South Alabama. Rocky, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Now, you had a question that you had emailed us on, and I got to tell you, I am so glad you did, because this is one that's I'm one of my soapboxes. So, Rocky, tell us your question.
And we've met with a half dozen different builders, and they're pretty much split down the middle. Half of them say you've got to do spray foam insulation into the roof of the attic. The only way to go, it'll save you a lot of money and on heating and cooling and all of that. And then the other half say that it's a lot more expensive. It'll take 20 years to get your money back. The people that spray it in wear hazmat suits, so who can tell when that stuff's going to break down at some point in the future and you'll all die in the house. And they also said that when you have that stuff sprayed in, that no heat can radiate from the roof into the attic. It all radiates back through the shingles, mm-hmm. which breaks the shingles down. And they think in the next few years that shingle manufacturers will start voiding warranties on asphalt roof shingles if you have the spray foam in the roof. So we just don't know which way to go. And it's the first time we've ever had a house built.
Well, Rocky, I tell you what, this is one of the frustrating parts of any kind of construction. All the different opinions that bounce around, we'll certainly be glad to share with you our opinion. We've dealt a lot with the spray foam, and there are pros and cons, but I don't think there's a full understanding with some of the builders that you're talking about in regards to the safety of it and the issue with the shingles is something that's been researched pretty heavily.
Yeah. I agree. And first of all, let me say this. The guys are in the hazmat suits because they don't want to breathe the stuff in. It's a lot of these are polyurethane based, and it's for their safety. And it's not going to break down. And if you're going to do on the other underside of the roof, you definitely want open cell as opposed to closed cell. But I'm telling you this, Rocky, this is a passion of mine, finding the answers to some of these, particularly in this instance, because I have a little bit of an issue with a lot of the shingle manufacturers. They make a fantastic product. But let's be honest, when is the last time somebody was really able to take advantage of a shingle manufacturer warranty, okay? Let's be real honest. Mm-hmm. Everything that they come back with is, well, it was an installation issue. And there's very little that you can actually take advantage of. But here's what I found out. Danny and I had a craw in your gizzard or something like that, where we wanted to find out. I found this fantastic study that the Florida Solar Energy Center conducted back in 2000, because this was a big issue. The shingle manufacturers were coming back and saying, you're going to void it because it's just going to break down your shingles. Rocky, they did this study in Miami where you've got some, I mean, you're talking some hot weather. Heat is bearing down, and they actually did studies on houses with that insulation blown on the underside and just with houses with standard insulation in the attic.
And they did determine that it would shorten the life of the shingles by how much?
Maybe a year, Rocky. 1 year.
Okay.
So, I mean, the actual difference in temperature on the underside of those shingles at the hottest part of the day between those two houses was 8 degrees. That was the only increase in heat on the underside of those shingles.
Okay.
So my personal opinion is if you're building and you want to save some money, particularly on your energy costs, I think the spray foam is a fantastic idea. Now, it's a big investment, but you're going to save in the long run. And as far as the condition of your roof, you may shorten the lifespan by a year.
Right. Well, that makes sense. And I figure building a house at this point in my life, I'll probably be in the ground before the roof needs to be replaced anyway.
Exactly. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you.
You know, it's good from that. And the good thing about it, too, the prices are dropping because of the popularity of the foam insulation. So you should get a fair. It's a more reasonable price now than it was a couple years ago. So that's certainly to your benefit. And best of luck to you on building the house. It's an exciting time. And keep us posted on the progress.
All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Okay, our pleasure, Rocky. Have a great weekend.
All right, from Barbara in North Carolina. She writes in, wants to know the best time to paint your porch and things outside. She says, with the recent heat, the humidity, and thunderstorms, they're making me think it's not a good time, and I just can't afford to waste the paint.
Or the time in applying the paint. Don't blame you at all, Barbara. And I'll tell you, it's kind of an extreme temperatures right now, and would be much better for you to get a more moderate temperature. So I would wait a little while. Let's see, if you're in North Carolina, I would imagine in another 6 or 8 weeks, you'll start having some, more moderate temperatures. And certainly there's a tolerance in paint. And I think probably what would work best is for it to be between 60 and 70 degrees is probably the right drying time. You'll want to make sure the humidity is as low as you can. And certainly you're always gambling when you're doing any kind of exterior painting with pop-up showers here and there. So just make your best, judgment on that, and then I don't blame you, and so that you don't have to paint it more than once, and get it done, and it'll last you a long time. But if you pick the right time,
and let's talk about extremes. When you talk about cold, you really don't want it to be under 40 degrees when you're painting.
That's right.
On the heat, you really don't want it to be over 90 degrees. And here's the key: here, when you're starting paint in the morning on the west side of the house, you start away from the sun and keep rotating around as the sun is going over. So if you start on the west side in the morning, you should be hopefully on the east side in the afternoon. And again, it's Danny saying, those temperatures, if you're not in those extremes, fall and spring, in my opinion, are the best times for painting projects outdoors.
Absolutely. You know, when I was out at your house a while back, Alan, I noticed that you purchased a house that requires zero painting.
You are correct.
I mean, I know you're not a big fan of painting.
I hate painting.
Because you're not very patient.
And, that's true.
You know, yeah. You're just not a patient worker. So, but all you have to do is a little pressure washing
every now and then,
and not bad.
That's all I have to do. Sheila writes in from Marquette, Kansas, says the handle on my outdoor faucet has a screw in it. I've taken it out, but the handles does not come off. My problem is the thing is dripping. Do I need to unscrew the little connection behind the handle? Because it looks like it wouldn't be very easy.
Okay. Well, a lot of times those handles are really hard to get off. But all you have to do, you did this just a few weeks ago. You can use a small torch to provide heat it up just a little bit, and that'll break the rust, break the corrosion, and allow you to lift that right off. Be real careful. Don't burn yourself. Alan actually did it with a little cigarette lighter.
I did.
Is all that's necessary to apply some heat directly to the area where the screw goes in, and it came right off. But if it's leaking, she has a little more work to do.
Yeah, and the thing is, rarely do you have to replace the stem. It's usually just the washer, maybe the packing in there. But yeah, Sheila, it is not as difficult as you think. If you get the handle off, as Danny's talking about, if you apply a little bit of heat, it's going to expand that metal, and then you can tap it, and it'll come right off. But yeah, you unscrew that nut behind it, and please make sure you've turned the water off first at the street.
Absolutely. But it may be that she doesn't need to do anything with the handle and just simply taking a wrench and tightening the packing nut.
But only an eighth of a turn.
Right. Just a little bit. Yeah. Don't hammer down on that too much or you'll end up damaging the seal inside. But that may be the simplest solution to it. If not, then as we said, make sure that you turn the water off, which is a good time to remind people. Everybody listening right now, do you know where your water turnoff is? A lot of people don't. Do you have your water turnoff tool handy where everybody in the family knows where it is? If not, that's an excellent thing to do right now, this weekend. If you don't have that water cutoff tool, go buy one. They're very inexpensive and so important. If you have a major leak inside your house, you're going to need to know where it is at that time.
All right, you've got a tile job in mind, but you want something a little bit different. Maybe you want to cut a certain shape into your tile. What's the best tool to use? You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Never clean your shower again. Let Wet and Forget Shower clean it for you. Cleaning your tub and shower doesn't get any easier. Simply spray it today, rinse it tomorrow. It's that easy. Spray Wet and Forget Shower once a week to clean soap scum and grime and prevent mold and mildew. No scrubbing and no toxic fumes. Use it just once a week. It doesn't get any easier. Get Wet and Forget Shower at participating Lowe's, Ace, True Value, and Do It Best hardware stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
What is Checking In with Chelsea? It's a web series that helps you improve and decorate your home, and it's hosted by me, Chelsea Lipford Wolf. My dad taught me a few things, and I have learned a lot more since I bought my first house a few years ago. Friends and family join me on each episode to complete easy, practical projects. We have many episodes online right now, and we post a new one every month. So join me for Checking In with Chelsea at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Lawn Boy. Easy to handle, hard to beat.
Trying to find ways to cut down on cooling costs during the summer can be a real challenge. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll share an idea or two to tastefully lower the energy bill right after this.
Looking for the most current advice in home improvement? Being a homeowner in the know just got easier. You can tap into all the tips and how-to advice of today's homeowner no matter where you are. Whether you tune in to our national television show, talk to us one-on-one on our syndicated radio program, or surf the thousands of videos on the web at todayshomeowner.com. You'll find everything you need to have the best-looking house on the block. Today's Homeowner, your partner in home improvement.
When the temperatures are soaring outside, the last thing you need to do is add even more fire to the furnace. Try this. Eliminate the hot stove this season as much as possible. While you may not be able to do this every night, even two or three times a week will make a big difference. Instead of using the stove or oven, plan meals that don't require cooking. Salads and sandwiches are a great idea. For simply heating, use the microwave. Summer is also a great time to plan a backyard barbecue, even if the only guests are you and your immediate family. By removing the heat generated by cooking indoors, you will lower the need for the air conditioning to compensate for the rise in temperature. Less air conditioning equals lower cooling bills, and that's something we can really sink our teeth into. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listen to Today's Homeowner Radio anytime. Download our podcast from iTunes or listen online at iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or at todayshomeowner.com. This portion of Today's Homeowner Radio is brought to you by Titebond, the Pro's Advantage, and by Generac. Control your power, control your life.
Hey, we're having a great time here on today's Homeowner Radio. Glad you joined us. Glad you're spending a few minutes with us. I guarantee you we'll provide you some information you can use around your house this weekend.
And a big thank you to all the stations that carry our program, including our friends at KSDR. That's AM 1480 in Watertown, South Dakota.
Hello to everybody listening in South Dakota today. Hope things are going well for you. Hope the weather's good, and hope we can help you with some of your home improvement challenges.
Make sure you go to today's homeowners radio blog page. Just go to todayshomeowner.com/radio and click on the button that says this week's show. I'm going to throw in there, I believe, you know, earlier this week at our office, we had a cookout. And I think I'm going to throw a little video from the cookout you can watch on the blog page today.
Yeah, I think you should. That's a great idea. And you do need to visit that on a regular basis, because we try to cover as much as we can here on the time that we have with you on the radio show. But there's a lot more information, not only on todayshomeowner.com throughout the entire site, but particularly on the radio page. Alan does a great job in putting together some kind of a humorous way of looking at everything. So you'll enjoy reading it.
If you clicked on the archive shows, look at the last week's show, you may see that I'll start getting hate mail from
Uh-oh.
Carrot Top fans.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a Carrot Top fan, I'll be honest with you.
But y'all resemble so much.
No, not even close.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll see what I mean by how I actually categorized Carrot Top last week.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah. Right. You need to check that out.
Yeah. 1-800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner Hotline. If you've got a question for us, you can call that any time of the day or night. 1-800-946-4420. That's where we're going right now to Illinois. Eileen is on the line. Eileen, tell us what your question and project are.
I'd like to know how to make an existing hole in an aluminum screen door larger, and trying to change out the door handles. The center hole that holds the shaft is too small for the new hardware to go through.
Okay.
I'm afraid of taking a larger drill bit to push it through. I don't have the option of changing around where the holes are placed, as the plate will not cover any more existing holes.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure if I should hand file it with a round file to make it just a bit larger for that shaft to go through.
Good question. Very good question.
That's a really good question. And sounds like she's pretty knowledgeable about a lot of different ways to go. Well, Eileen, I'll tell you, all you have to do is really watch our television show this weekend. You can go to todayshomeowner.com, put in your zip code, find out where it is in your area. It's on in 90% of the United States. So I'm sure you'll be able to see it. And we did this exact same thing on a show that we did recently in Connecticut.
And
it depends. You know, the rat tail file is certainly, but I doubt you would have one that small that you could actually access it. But that is a good way to go. Since it's aluminum, it'll provide the enlargement of the hole or the shape of the hole that you might need fairly easily if you can get a rat tail that small.
Well, that's what I used, as a matter of fact. We had a smaller diameter rat tail that I used. And you do have to be careful. And typically what I recommend is only pulling that rat tail file in one direction rather than back and forth, saw a pattern. Mm-hmm. Do it in one direction. And you here's the beauty of it, Eileen, is that you do not have to get a perfectly round hole out of it. You just have to either elongate it or widen it enough to get the new one in there. And that'll work fine. Now, Danny, one thing that you can do if you want to try putting a larger bit in is what I've told people many times. If you have to do it that way, you can actually clamp a piece of wood on either side of the door frame that covers that hole, as long as you can mark exactly where it needs to be. And the wood will actually act as a pilot, so when you get to the smaller hole, it won't jump out and go in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing you can
do. Good way to go. There you go, Eileen. Hope that helps you to be able to accomplish that. Did you see what I just did?
I did.
What? I stole one of your emails off the pile over there.
Oh, no, I did not see that.
And I'm going to read an email. Okay. You never let me read emails, okay?
Where have you got an email?
Okay, this one's from Danny in North Carolina.
Okay.
How about that? So maybe that will be a tradition. Anybody that's named Danny that asks a question, then I ask the question.
You ask the Danny question.
Man,
sure.
You try to keep up over there, little buddy.
I'll try.
All right, so and don't call me Skipper.
That's right.
All right. Danny from North Carolina asks, I'm trying.
Hang on, wait a minute. Did you, Dennis? Did you see how
he just changed his whole intonation there?
It's like that's his go-to impression of me.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
Well, but, he was very good at it.
But you're not seeing the hands.
Yeah.
He does like this chopping thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a ninja question asker. So.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm trying. Danny in North Dakota asked, I'm trying to
find... That's North Carolina, Danny. Come on.
North Carolina. There's Danny's everywhere. They're all members of my Danny
right,
Club.
Danny Club.
I'm trying to find a way to cut ceramic tile into an octagon shape. Can you please give me a suggestion on how I can be successful in making these cuts?
The old octagonal
now,
tile.
Now, before Alan answers this question...
Oh, man.
An octagon resembles a stop sign in its shape.
Yes. How many sides in an octagon, Danny?
Eight.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Octo. All right. So
now you can – okay, you don't have the answer? Okay,
of course I do.
No, go ahead.
A wet saw. I think it's the best thing. The thing is, you can rent a wet saw at the home centers. Home Depot has a good rental center. I always go there when I need one. I actually have one, so I don't have to do that. But the nice thing about cutting octagonal shapes is that all you have to do is actually cut the four corners off of the tile, and mm-hmm. you're fine. And, Danny, what I like is the fact that many wet saws today, whether you rent one or you have your own, come with that little push guide mm-hmm. that you can actually put at an angle. It has like a little wing nut on it that you mm-hmm. can set an angle on it. That way it keeps it straight as you push it through the blade.
Sure. But you need to think about this, Danny, as far as being too ambitious, because if you're thinking of doing that to an entire floor, unless it's a fairly small floor, you're talking about an enormous amount of
yeah.
cutting, and it may just simply end up being a little busy on the floor. If you're doing a little accent here and there using the octagon shape, that's a pretty good idea, pretty clever, but don't go overboard, because it can take you a long time if you're doing a fairly large floor.
Well, you can accomplish the same type of look without an octagon if you want to. I actually like the fact that in your foyer, mm-hmm. you actually put an accent tile in and then turned one at a diagonal, so there became a small diamond in the middle of it.
Yeah, you know,
I like
that. And I've never really seen anybody else do that, and I can understand why, because mm-hmm. The tile man, he just rolled his eyes.
Drove him crazy,
and actually, when I told him that my wife wanted it that way, I had to go out of the back door of my house, sneak around to the front, and take one of the tires off of his van and hide it, because he was going to leave.
He's gone.
So he came out and he goes, hey, somebody stole one of my tires. I said, no, I'm holding it ransom until you finish the floor. So it kind of made him mad.
Yeah.
But the floor looks great.
You know what? But though, when I think of the octagonal tile, to me, unless it's an accent, it dates it, because you've seen the old octagonal tile floors.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And I agree. It's just a little too busy for my taste.
Yeah, that's a lot of grout, a lot of things going on there. But I'll tell you what, ceramic tile is something many people are doing themselves, and we've been able to empower a lot of people with the basic information that you need. And we encourage you to go to todayshomeowner.com on any question that you may have. But certainly there's a lot of information about flooring there as well. And, of course, we have a lot of content in a lot of different ways. Facebook is another way. We have a lot of fun on Facebook, have a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, but also a steady flow of great content to help you around your house. So go to the Today's Homeowner Facebook page and check it out.
We've also got some of our, any of the archive shows or this week's show that you can download from iTunes. So you've got a podcast that you can listen to anywhere, anytime. Coming up, if you've got some odd, mysterious odors in your house, what's the best way to handle them so that, are you ready for this? It's not permeating your clothes, even when you go on vacation. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Have a question about your home? Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, day or night, at 1-800-946-4420.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving.
articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I'd build secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you could help protect a home from fire, wouldn't you? Now with the new Outlet Branch Circuit AFCI receptacle from Leviton, it's easy to add protection from dangerous arc faults that may lead to fire. The Outlet Branch Circuit AFCI receptacle is designed to detect a wide range of arcing electrical faults and responds by cutting off power, which reduces the likelihood of the arc fault becoming an ignition source of fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI.
The dog days of summer doesn't necessarily mean it's a good time to be a dog. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll tell you how to help your pets keep their cool right after this.
Ever start down the road of a home improvement project only to find out you took a wrong turn? No problem. Just set your navigation to todayshomeowner.com to find all the help you need. It's the number one name in home improvement that people everywhere have come to rely on. Todayshomeowner.com contains thousands of articles and videos designed to help you have the best looking house on the block. Turn to your online partner in home improvement. Turn to todayshomeowner.com.
You hear all kinds of health warnings for people during times of high temperature and humidity, but these conditions can be just as dangerous for the pets in our life. Pets that are very young or very old, short-nosed dogs, and pets with heavier coats will need some extra attention. When you walk your dog, early mornings are the best. They stay outside, always keep their water bowl refreshed. Adding a little ice in the water to melt is also a great idea. Make sure they have a shady spot to rest in during the day, and of course, never leave a pet in a parked car, even with the windows rolled down. If you notice your pet is panting excessively or has difficulty breathing, get it in the shade or air conditioning immediately to cool them down, and consult your vet as soon as possible. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This segment of today's Homeowner Radio is brought to you by Brome Newtone, bringing fresh ideas home.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hope your weekend's going well. We always have so much fun being with you, and we've got a lot of great emails and a lot of great callers coming in. And I want to encourage you, at any time you have a question, comment, or tip for us, give us a ring at 1-800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner hotline, or you can send us an email at any time, todayshomeowner.com/ask.
Let's kick this off with an email. This is from Judith. Judith is in Mississippi. She says, we recently moved into and remodeled an old 1960s ranch-style home. But since being there, we've noticed a very stale, unpleasant odor. We thought the smell came from the house just being closed up. But when we travel, the smell is in our clothes. So, yeah, you know, you can take the people out of the house, but you can't take the house out of the people. Plain and simple. She says the house has a dirt crawl space underneath. It's always stayed dry. There's never been water problems, but the house still has a smell. The crawl space is vented, but it hasn't helped. Can you please help?
Wow, that's I can hear some desperation in that email. It'd be very frustrating, you know, after going through remodeling, which certainly involves a lot of painting, which you would think would encapsulate a lot of those smells. I've got a couple ideas on this one, but maybe we ought to take this question and go straight to the pros.
We are going to go straight to the pros. In fact, we've got Dave Trankle. He's the man in charge at Green Star Services in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He was our radon expert not too long ago. He's the pro we turn to with indoor air quality. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
Doing good. I appreciate you joining us again. Always glad to have you on the show.
A pleasure for me as well.
Well, what do you think about this issue? I mean, this is an indoor air quality. That's something that you handle a lot with Green Star Services. What's your answer here?
Well, you know, this is, of course, one of those nightmare scenarios where the mystery smell is coming into the house. It sure helps out if you can pinpoint something, but, boy, the mystery smell is tough.
Yeah. So what would you do in this kind of situation?
If you can, you know, sniff around. Try to find out if there's one part of the house. Try to go put your head in that crawl space and sniff and see if you can tell. Often, you can't tell. The mystery smell is called that for a very good reason.
Because it is a mystery, yeah.
Now, I have had great success in the past with is sealing up a crawl space, putting a good vapor barrier under there.
Right.
And people have immediately said, boy, that was it. You tagged it. There's no more smell in my home. But at the time I was doing the work, I didn't give them a guarantee because I didn't know if this would solve the mystery.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because even if the ground in the crawl space is dry, as Judith says, if there's not a vapor barrier, I agree, Dave. I think that's a smart move.
It's a good first step. It won't be bad. You know, it's going to improve the air quality in your home. No matter what, even if the mystery is still going to move around a little bit to get those vapors that come out of the soil, whatever's down there in the dirt and the crawl space doesn't need to mix with your living space.
Yeah, I could certainly see that. And you know, it is kind of a process of elimination, you know, with, like you said, if you can isolate the rooms, maybe close off a room and then enter into it and see if you can kind of corral where the source of that is. But I could also see where you really have to look closely at the plumbing drains, and certainly if it's vented properly.
Absolutely. And when if you can seal up the crawl space, one that's going to really help you find if there are any leaks or drips in your plumbing. Dirt, of course, can absorb them instantly, and you could walk around. There will be no visual impression of any kind of leak. Once you put a plastic barrier down, instantaneous, you have some feedback on if there is a leak in the home.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio with our pro, Dave Trankle of Green Star Services in Colorado Springs. Dave, let me ask you this. When you're talking about these mysterious odors, the mystery smell, my thought, too, would go to your soft surfaces, your carpets, your draperies. Would that be something that people would go, well, I think it's coming from the crawl space, but actually could already have permeated indoors and still affect your clothing?
Absolutely. And I think it's great to mention the draperies because, you know, the carpet is a pretty obvious target. Mm-hmm. People are often down there. But the draperies usually get overlooked. And they will hold on to smells forever and have likely never, ever been cleaned.
I think it's important to bring up the fact that, you know, you talk about using your nose, going through the smell. Dave, occasionally we get these odors, and it's odd. It's when Danny walks into the booth.
Well, I hope you take your nose and you jam it right up there into him, and you make sure and you identify.
Yeah.
That was going to be my joke. I was just waiting. I was going to let you. Darn, stole my joke.
Stole the thunder.
I got to go back to my joke book again.
Well, I'll tell you, it's tried and true. When somebody has a problem, I am down on my hands and knees, cupping my nose onto the carpet.
Oh,
I have
man.
My nose jammed into the back of the closet. I'm in the bathroom, sniffing around because there's no substitute for that.
All right, Dave, you got to send us a picture of that.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
that.
We need a picture for that one.
I got to have that, man.
Well, Dave, hey, look, it's always great for you to share some of your expertise with us on some of these matters. I know we'll be checking in with you again, and thanks for being our pro this week.
It was a real pleasure. Thank you guys very much.
Okay, we'll talk with you again. Thanks.
So I understand that you are going spear diving this weekend. I like that idea.
Spear fishing.
Uh-huh. I thought, well, you're diving at the same
time.
Couldn't
yeah,
it be?
Just mush the words together.
I like it. Hey, let me ask you this. When you see, I can't do that because I'm claustrophobic. So uh-huh. The minute I put a mask and go underwater, I get a little
yeah.
antsy.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever been a problem for you when you're under? Do you go,
not really.
I shouldn't be down this deep?
Not really, but of course, when the visibility's bad and you only have 8 or 10 foot visibility, which is not fun at all, then
yeah.
it's just kind of a little creepy, you know. It's you just don't feel like you're having a lot of fun down there. But, boy, most of the time, the water's nice and clear right out in the Gulf of Mexico, and just a wonderful, wonderful time to be able to go down. You know, it's a serious sport, so you have to be very safe. And I dive with some really cool people that, that want to come home in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And but we are very conservative, very legal in being able to spear a few fish. So I'm looking at maybe a grouper or a trigger fish or maybe some flounder for dinner tonight. So hopefully I can shoot straight and bring them home, and maybe I can call you and you can clean the fish for us. That would be great. Hey, we've got a lot more home improvement tips coming right up right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
The bathroom is one of the main sources of excess moisture and humidity in the home, both of which are signs of poor indoor air quality. Poor indoor air quality can lead to health issues such as increased allergy symptoms, asthma, or respiratory problems. Make sure to use the ventilation fan in your bathroom not only while you shower, but also for 10 minutes afterwards. For a hands-free operation, use a Brone humidity sensing or motion sensing ventilation fan. You can learn more at Brone.com. Brone New Tone, bringing fresh ideas home.
Tight Bond Radio Spot, take one.
In a world where adhesion is king.
What?
One brand.
Wait a minute, is your script
sticking all kinds of amazing things together?
That's true, but...
It's the greatest innovation since nuclear fusion.
Now remember, this is for Tight Bond.
Oh, right. Tight Bond. No hype, no gimmicks. Just reliable adhesives from a trusted source for generations.
Hi, this is home improvement expert Danny Lipford. When I'm doing projects, I look for the red bag from Quikrete. Outdoor projects are fast and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Want to set posts without mixing? Just pour it in the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes. And to make it even easier, check out their step-by-step how-to project videos at Quikrete.com. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag. Available at the Home Depot.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
There's a simple way to make sure your next tiling project stays free of cracked or loose tile and grout. Use an eligible system of surface preparation, mortar, and grouting materials from Custom Building Products. And Custom guarantees the entire installation system will be free of manufacturing defects for life, or they'll cover the full cost to repair the affected area, including tile and labor. That's peace of mind. That's the Custom Lifetime Warranty. Learn more at CustomBuildingProducts.com.
Does your home need a facelift? A new entry door can make all the difference. Enter our Door Do-Over Sweepstakes for your chance to win a Therma-True Classic Craft or Pulse Fiberglass Door valued at up to $5,000. Go to todayshomeowner.com/doordoover to enter. Open to legal residents of the United States 18 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 8/31/2016. For official rules and complete details, visit todayshomeowner.com/doordoover.
Yeah.
There's always a great giveaway going on, and you could be a winner. Just go to todayshomeowner.com/radio and click on the Giveaways tab. Today's Homeowner Radio is sponsored in part by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes, and by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
I'm Danny Lipford, along with Alan Lyle, and this is the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We've had a great time so far, but the fun is just beginning.
The fun is just beginning. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, 1-800-946-4420, that's the Today's Homeowner Hotline. If you've got a question for us, we would love to hear from you. Mary Ann has called the hotline and got a question. Mary Ann, how are you doing? How are you doing today? I'm going to stutter just a little bit.
I am doing just fine. Well,
good. I understand. You know, you've called, had a question that has been one that I have just contended with many times. You've got a countertop that, rather than a solid surface underneath there, you've got particle board, right?
Right.
So what's happening?
Well, it's an older house that we're remodeling, and the countertop is formica.
Okay, right.
And underneath the front of it, it looks like maybe it's got a stain from the dishwasher.
Yep, happens a lot.
And it has started to disintegrate the particle board underneath the front lip of it. And well, my husband and I are just trying to figure out how to fix that so it looks good and stays good.
How many times have you done this, Danny, where you and I both gone in and see
this? I can think of a couple different times not long ago that we had to deal with the same thing because, you know, the laminate, you know, looks great. It's okay. And then you, like when you reach there at the dishwasher and you can almost cup your hands up underneath there and then some crumbles out on the floor, things like that.
You got to ask the guys, why are you using particle board? Particularly when you're talking about where you got all that steam action happening from the dishwasher.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's a post-form countertop, that's what you're going to get, you know, if it's a pre-made type of unit like that. But it's not the end of the world by any means, Mary Ann. I'll tell you, all you have to do is, first of all, you probably will open the door for the dishwasher, maybe cover it up there with a drop cloth.
Remove the screws if they, you know, that were in there. Just get it out of the way.
If there's any screws that are mounting the dishwasher, go ahead and get that out of the way. Then take a chisel. In a pretty passive manner, just go ahead and chip away anything that will come out of there. And when I say passive, what you want to do is make sure you're not damaging that lip of laminate or formica that's over the front of it. You want to make sure that you're not cutting it or breaking it in any way. And just go ahead and chip away everything just like you would rotten wood on the outside of your home. And then after that, a couple different options. Regular wood putty will fill all of that. Of course, you're not going to see any of this, and you can fill it all with wood putty. But I'll tell you, a lot of times we recommend something that we get a lot of comments on. A lot of people are embracing and using automobile repair.
It's
actually a body filler and commonly known as Bondo. Are you familiar with Bondo? Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you take the Bondo, just like you're going to repair your car if you do any work on your car, and add the little additive to it. And then you just take your little plastic putty knife and then just apply it. Now, sometimes it's easier if it's a fairly deep repair. It's just to put just a little in there and let it dry. It's only going to take 5 or 10 minutes for it to dry. And then put another coat over that so that you can build it out, the surface, to smooth it out. The good thing about it is you'll never have to do it again. And it also will protect your countertop against the steam that's coming out of that or any water that you may have coming around your sink. And work extremely well.
At plus, you can actually drill into this. That means once it's dry, you can actually put the screw back into it that holds your dishwasher in place, and it will hold well. So that's probably the easiest. I'll be honest with you, Mary Ann, I have done this before where it was a bad, bad area that I could take out a lot of it, almost the width of the dishwasher, and then come back and put a piece of solid wood behind it. Just have to put a little adhesive on this front side that will grab that plastic laminate or the formica and hold it in place as well. But to me, I think the best and easiest is what Danny's telling you is use the Bondo.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
sounds like it'll last forever.
It will last a long time.
And I guarantee you, once you buy that little quart of Bondo, you'll find all kinds of uses for it. You know, you'll be able to, find all kinds of uses around the house. So glad we could help you on that, Marianne. Best of luck to you. If we can help you any other way, just let us know.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, our pleasure. Have a great weekend.
A big thank you to our friends at Brone New Tone. They sponsor our tip of the week, and this week we're talking about some simple curb appeal projects. Danny, what do you think you can do?
Yeah, I'll tell you what you can do is if you have an air conditioner compressor that's visible from the front of the house, build a simple lattice screen to hide the compressor from view. Maybe paint it to complement some of the existing house colors. Also, a vine. You can put a climbing vine on the front of that thing.
Like a jasmine.
Jasmine or let's see, what is that called? Carolina vine. But anyway,
just don't put kudzu on it.
Yeah, don't put kudzu on it. That'll grow a little too rapidly. But that'll camouflage the look of that a little bit and add a nice little accent to your yard. Also, adding window boxes with plenty of colorful flowers and maybe with a little hanging ivy over the side really warms up, gives you an all-American look to the outside of your house. Another thing you can do is you can add some simple brickwork around your mailbox, just around the bottom there, maybe create a little flower bed. You know, you may want to put some bold house colors along the column as well. And like I say, a little bit of landscaping there can go a long way. Some simple things like this can really make a difference. I'll tell you another thing I love. If you have a tree in your front yard, building a nice wooden tree bench around it really gives a nice welcoming look to the front of your house.
Last week, we talked with a caller who was dealing with a very hot wall affecting the inside of his house. Danny had some advice, but one of our callers also had some. We're sharing that with you when we come back. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio.
Old, ugly, or damaged bathtubs and sinks don't have to be ripped out and replaced. Save money and give new life to bathroom fixtures with Homax Toughest Tile Spray-On Epoxy Finish. Preparation is the key, so follow the directions carefully and don't cut any corners. With Homax Toughest Tile, you can refinish your bathtub or sink yourself and get great results without hiring a professional. Homax, creating better homes.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Lipford Wolf. If you haven't seen my new web show, Checking In with Chelsea, you're missing out on fun, great projects to improve your home's function and looks. A fresh new episode is posted the first of every month, along with many previous shows at checkinginwithchelsea.com. I'm joined by friends and family to create small, attainable projects that can be handled with any skill level for any home. So don't forget to check in and join me at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Lawn Boy. Easy to handle, hard to beat.
Severe storms and rolling blackouts can leave you and your family powerless. Take control and never feel powerless again with a Generac automatic backup generator. It stands guard, ready to supply power to your home within seconds of a power outage. Generac generators start at just $1,899, and financing is available. Plus, for a limited time, when you schedule a free in-home assessment with a Generac dealer, you will receive a 5-year warranty, a $495 value, absolutely free. To learn more, call 1-800-928-5596 or visit poweryoucontrol.com.
There are things that a door or window screen will always do. Keep the bugs out, let the fresh air in, fit with your home in style. But they'll also be there all the time, even when you don't want them. So what if it doesn't always have to be that way? Retractable screens by Phantom disappear completely out of sight when not in use and pull into place only when you need them. Don't let your screens get in your way. Experience screens that disappear. Experience Phantom screens.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you.
That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Today's Homeowner Radio is sponsored in part by Custom Building Products, North America's leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the last few minutes of Today's Homeowner Radio this week. But that's okay. You can always go to todayshomeowner.com and check out some of our archive shows. You can check out the new radio blog, todayshomeowner.com/radio. A lot of different things that you can see there, even when you're not listening to the radio.
Last week, we were chatting with a gentleman, I believe it was in Utah, that had a wall that was extremely hot. And he was talking about building an interior wall that he could re-insulate and help out that wall. Bill called in. He was listening to the show, and he had a great idea. So this was Bill's tip.
My suggestion is, and I've used this under 10, and it works wonderfully. It'll reduce the temperature about 15 to 20 degrees, and that is 3/4 inch aluminum foil sided insulation. Lay that in between the existing tubular cores. In other words, you should peel off the existing tubular off. And you can just cut those strips down there and lay them in between the tubular cores, and that will reduce it a great deal. But it needs to leave a little air barrier between the outside wall and the inside wall so the air will move around. I've used it, and it really makes a big difference, especially I've done it in the South a lot.
Now, I thought it was interesting that neither one of us, and I didn't think about this, was to remove the existing sheetrock and start from there rather than build a wall out. And so, I don't know. I think that's a viable option, the foil-backed insulation. What do you think on something like that?
Well, it makes a lot of sense. And the dense nature of the foam, you know, is going to give you another, not only another R value,
right,
but that barrier, that reflective barrier. So I think it is a good idea because I could see it being quite a job when you think about everything that would be affected by adding a full wall or even a inch and a half wall there. Either way, you're dealing with a lot of electrical work, a lot of trim. The windows are going to look a little odd being that much that much deeper. So I think that's a very viable way. And another great example where people helping people, great tips coming in. And we encourage you on the very thing. I mean, you'll hear a lot of things that we talk about, and it might trigger something that you go, you know, I heard about so-and-so, or I heard about this. We want to hear it, and we want to be able to share it with everybody listening throughout the country. And again, the 1-800 number that you need to call, 1-800-946-4420.
Well, we've said it many times. You know, there's never a one strict right and wrong way to do something. There's always several options, unless, of course, it's one of my ideas, then that's the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we've got a lot of ways to tackle a project, that's why we love to hear from you out there. Any of the ideas that you have.
And we'd love for you to drop by Facebook. A lot of things happening there. Twitter, got a lot of people joining me on Twitter at Danny Lipford. Instagram, and of course, Pinterest is always busy over there. So I want you to check that out as well.
I am leaving the station and heading up to a beautiful theater where, believe it or not, Disney's version of Beauty and the Beast, live theater. I'm going to take the girls up there. Have a great time.
You know, every time I see you and your daughter together, that's what I think of.
Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah. And she's a very cute girl, so you figure out the other part of it there, Beast Man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you've been listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We're so glad you took a little bit of your weekend to spend with us. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my capable co-host, Alan Lyle. We hope you'll tell some friends about the Today's Homeowner Show and hope all of you will join us next week right here. We'll see you then.
Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford is produced each week by Three Echoes Productions, a division of Danny Lipford Media. Today's Homeowner is heard each week on great radio stations across the country, online at todayshomeowner.com, and through podcasts available from iTunes. If you'd like to reach us, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or call us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford.